heart disease in most countries these days is the number one killer. But as much as our physical heart can fail us, what's going on in the heart of your soul? Well, that can either fill you with life or rob you of it. So let me ask you today, right here, right now, what do you have going on in your heart? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective. Today we're going to be continuing on with the next message in a series called When God Speaks, as we just kind of go for a wander, if you will, through this amazing psalm, Psalm 119. And stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about a special resource that I'd love to send you to help you hear God speak into your life. If you're a parent, you'll know what it's like to experience conflict with your children. If I had a penny or a rupee or a cent for every time I've said to my kids, "All I want is the best for you," I'd be a very wealthy man. Here's how the conflict happens. They do something that you know is wrong, something that you know is going to hurt them. So you step in. As their parent, you have wisdom, you have insight, you have experience to guide them in the right direction. But they resent that because, as the saying goes, you can't put an old head on young shoulders. Children tend to view the discipline of their parents as something negative. It's not until they grow up that they can look back and see how the wisdom and the discipline of their parents has made them who they are today. And you know, the same is true in our relationship with God. We so often resent the fact that there's a handful of things which He says to us, "Don't do them." Why? Because He has the wisdom that we don't. And just as we did when we were teenagers, we want to rebel against the wisdom of our Father. Am I right? So what's the answer to that? I think it's a change of heart on our part. It's coming to the mature position of recognizing that God's ways are the best ways. That if I keep myself to His ways, then I'm going to have a better life. I'll be more of a blessing. I'll have fewer hassles. And even when I'm traveling through the odd wilderness experience here and there, as we all do, I'll be better able to deal with that. Take, for instance, the wisdom of a parent to a child who's moving from teenage into adult years. Wisdom about sexual propriety. These days, kids all want to sleep around, but any parent filled with just a bit of godly wisdom knows how dangerous, how painful, and how harmful that can be to their child. Psalm 119, verse 9. How can young people keep their way pure? By guarding it according to your word. Sexual desire is a very strong desire. We all have very strong desires, young or old. But not all of those desires are good ones. Not all of our apparently natural desires are beneficial. Some of them can be downright harmful and destructive. Selfishness, envy, immorality. There's quite a list of things that we know are bad for us. But how do we keep our ways pure? By guarding them according to God's word, by being in the Bible day after day and gleaning the wisdom and, frankly, also the incredible Holy Spirit power to steer clear of those destructive ways. The problem with our apparently natural desires and the destructive ways to which they lead is, well, frankly, they're so seductive. Have you noticed that? Temptation is always seductive. And of course, that's by design. Satan knows that if he can make a terrible thing like, let's say, adultery, appear attractive, then he is going to destroy many a marriage. It seems to me that each one of us has some Achilles heel, some sin that's our weak point, the chink in our armor, if you will, that the devil consistently exploits in order to make us stumble over and over again until finally we fall. Have you noticed that too? So what we find is that our heart is torn in this direction to fall into temptation and in that direction to honor God. And with a divided heart, we find ourselves flip-flopping all over the place. Some days honoring God and other days, well, not so much, right? How do we get over that? How do we powerfully deal with the sin in our lives so that we can live a life that truly honors God? A life that truly reflects God's glory, which, after all, is probably the desire of your heart anyway. Well, as always, God has the answer. Psalm 119, verses 10 to 11. With my whole heart I seek you. Do not let me stray from your commandments. I treasure your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. I love this because it's the psalmist talking to God. And what he's saying is that he's taken a heart decision, a decision of the heart to seek God. And based on that decision, he's asking God to stop him from straying from his commandments. Don't you love that? The man, aware of his own inability to honor God, is inviting God himself into the equation. The all-powerful God who ultimately sent Jesus to this earth to defeat Satan in our lives. Heart decisions are always the most powerful decisions. We can decide things in our minds, sure. But when we make a deep decision of the heart and ask God to step into that decision, wow, you're in for some serious power to change. And notice too how the psalmist writes, I treasure your word in my heart so that I may not sin. Something happens when we treasure the word of God in our hearts. God's ways become more important to us than our ways. God's words become more important to us than what other people say. Listen up. God wants to bring some powerful change to your life. Today, tomorrow, the next day, for the rest of your days here on this earth. Serious, powerful change. But what he's looking for is a deep decision of the heart to seek him and to treasure his word. Make no mistake, it's a decision that will change your life. Here's what Jesus had to say about your heart. Luke chapter 6, verses 43 to 45. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit, for each tree is known by its own fruit. Figs are not gathered from thorns, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good person out of the good treasure of their heart produces good, and the evil person out of the evil treasure produces evil, for it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. And you might as well add that out of the abundance, out of the overflow of the heart, we think and we act. If you have good things happening in your heart, you're naturally going to think good things, say good things, and do good things. The problem is that the heart is part of the flesh, part of our soul, if you will. And as the Apostle Paul writes of himself in Romans chapter 7, verses 15 and 18 to 20, I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing that I hate. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good that I want, but the evil that I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. Oh, what's the answer? Paul again, Romans chapter 7, verse 24. Wretched man that I am. Who will rescue me from this body of sin and death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus is the answer. Inviting him into your heart is the answer. Letting him do the things in you that you in your own power cannot do is the answer. What makes us think that we have to do it all on our own? The answer is that we can't. The answer is Jesus. Stuff, and it all comes from the Word of God. That's why I so encourage you to be a man or a woman of God's Word. And to help you with that, here at Christianity Works, we've just published a brilliant little life application booklet called When God Speaks. And right now, I'd love to send you a free copy. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com to request yours. You'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. It really is that easy. And while you're there, don't forget that there are so many other free resources available, like Christianity Works TV. You can watch this teaching on our weekly television broadcast. And of course, you can have instant access to Fresh, the free Christianity Works e-devotional, words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to your inbox each weekday. You see, it's all about helping you to live each and every day in the victory that Jesus came to give you. But back to that free booklet again. It's called When God Speaks, and that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. I'm Bertie Diamond. Hey, it's been great to spend this time with you today. Why don't we catch up again same time tomorrow with a different perspective?